Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Trina Mari here, and my L pal Raisha is on the line. I know Ray. I'm trying to think back. I know you 18 years, Ray, at this point. And we tend to bump into each other in Super Value and various places like that. But I got to say, you're one of my favourite people I've ever worked with. And I think we started working together in radio soon after you came out of Big Brother.
It would have been in 2004 is when I started in radio.
So Ray, Big Brother is coming back.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you know, from somebody who's been in the Big Brother house many, many years ago, not to put an age on you now, Ray, but the experience of it, when the opportunity first came up, I mean, how did you get picked for Big Brother originally?
Well, yeah, it's 20 years ago next year. So it'll be our 20th anniversary when the season comes back on. So I'm going to take that as being a homage to our series. That's the reason why they wanted to come back, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's, well, I was a huge fan of the show, first of all, and I was living in England. You had to be living in the UK to obviously go for the show. And you had to do your application video. You had to do the whole selection process. Took about 5 months. A lot of anxiety, a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. They called me 2 weeks before the show started. And I remember I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I was like, this can't be happening. You know, out of all these people that they interviewed, they invited you to be on the show. So you were kind of wondering what it was about you, that why they picked you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a nerve-wracking time, because in a way I didn't want to put my family through that. Whatever about me, everyone has skeletons in their closet. I was kind of thinking, oh God, say if ex-girlfriends came out. Thank God nobody said anything about me. So yeah, it was all good.
It was a different time though, I think, wasn't it? Because I mean, now people go on to shows like that. I bet you in some ways you're kind of raging that it wasn't now, because you go into a show like that, like the Love Islands and everything, and they're making millions as a result of going on these reality shows, aren't they? I mean, did it open doors for you though? Like, did you make a few quid because you'd been in Big Brother?
Yeah, you have to remember though that when I did it, it was the biggest reality TV show on, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the year before we had Jay Goody, you know, she made a fortune out of it as well. So, you know, the potential to make money was there, and you did the whole club circuit, and, you know, you got paid a couple of thousand each time you did those personal appearances. So listen, I did well out of it. I was lucky enough to buy my apartment and stuff. Well, I wouldn't say buy outright, but I was lucky enough to go and get a place.
Yeah.
But you have to remember then, you know, there was no social media. So there's a lot more pressure if you do a show now. There's a lot of abuse, unfair abuse, can I say, that some of the contestants get.
Mm.
And I think you just have to have a bit more thick skin now, you know, and prepare yourself for what can happen afterwards.
Yeah. The only thing is, yeah, you were doing all the club appearances and all that, but if only you could endorse a few products, you could be charging grand an Instagram post.
There is that. Yeah, listen, there is that. There's those pros and cons. You know, the pros were definitely there was no social media there, so you hadn't got that. But the cons were, yeah, because of social media you can gain so many followers, and because of that you can make a hell of a lot more money as well.
But the experience of being in the Big Brother house, I mean, were you prepared for it?
That's a good question. It's can you, like, you know, don't forget I was just an ordinary person going in, and you know, you've watched the show, so you have got that thing in your head what it's going to be like. And you know, it was a brilliant experience for me. It was still one of the best experiences that I've ever done. But I think the afterwards as well, because when you leave, everybody knows who you are. That takes a bit of time to get used to. And even when you're going to, you know, you're going out clubbing or you're going to a pub, everyone's watching what you're doing. So I didn't really enjoy going out for about 6 months afterwards, because you couldn't do anything really without anyone kind of watching. I didn't mind people coming over and having a chat and asking you about Big Brother and stuff. That was fine. But it was more, sometimes you just wanted to go out with your mates, and that wasn't, you know, that, you know, you always had interruptions, I suppose, and you just couldn't do, you couldn't let your hair down, I suppose, a bit more compared
come
to...
Come on now, Ray, you know, what hair? What hair are we talking about now?
I know, after I said that, I was like, I know she's going to bring that up.
But, you know, I remember at the time, before I knew you, we were in the Goblet pub in Artane one night, and you walked in, and all my gang at my table were like, oh, here's your man, sure, he loves himself. And you're like, you've never met him in your life. And then I went on to work with you, and I was like, you couldn't actually meet a nicer fella. The way people kind of make presumptions about you just because you're on the telly, it's mad, isn't it?
We've all done it, and I've done it myself. You know, when you meet people, you're like, oh God, they're actually really sound, or they're really nice.
Yeah.
But you have to remember as well, that certain fame or notoriety, it's not going to last forever. So I'm a firm believer that the way you treat people, it's always going to come back. Yeah. You know, and I suppose if you weren't nice to people back then, I think they'll always remember what you were like then. And, you know, when you're going back to normal, I suppose they won't want anything to do with you, you know. So I've tried to kind of stick to that.
Would you do it again, Ray, knowing what you know now?
Yes and no. I think I'm a different person now compared to when I was 25. Obviously, a lot more responsibilities now. My own business, I've got my own kid, you know, I've got a kid and all that stuff. But I think I would do it, but I probably wouldn't do it as long. So, you know, if there was a chance to probably go on for, you know, a couple of days or go in for a week, I would probably do it. But doing the whole kind of 9 weeks, you know, the 2 months, well, it's too long. I'm too old for that. Would you do it?
Not in a million years.
Ah,
no.
Why
not? God, no. I wouldn't have the patience for people. Like, did you ever do a house share before you went on Big Brother?
Yeah. I lived with a couple of lads from Galway, team, and it was the party gaff. Anyone that came over from Ireland, again, I was living in London at the time, and it was like literally when it came over to the summer, we never had the house to ourselves because everyone stayed in our place, and it was a party house. But I always say, like, I always get asked, you know, people like, you know, what was it like? And I said, like, for you, you'd be amazed what your personality can do when you're put in that situation. Mm. And if you ever think about doing this, go for it. It's an amazing experience, you know, not being near your phone, not watching TV, not knowing what's going on in the outside world. And, you know, you have a lot of fun in the process. It's like a holiday. It is like a holiday.
Yeah. Are the days really, really long, though? Because
you're only watching an hour. The highlights, you know, 24 hours. And that was one thing that used to get to me was the boredom. You know, we used to say to the Big Brother, going, listen, give us some things to do. Give us some tasks. Do anything. It's just, the boredom was a tough one.
No, I couldn't do that. And were you aware that the cameras were kind of on all the time, or did you genuinely forget?
Not that you forgot. I think they just became part of your daily life. So you could be just yapping away like we are now.
Yeah.
And next thing, suddenly you hear a camera move and you're like, oh yeah, there's the cameras there. Yeah. So not that you're playing up, because I think it's impossible to be fake or not be yourself for that amount of time. But I think you're always aware in some shape or form that, you know, you are being watched, and you just kind of have to watch a bit sometimes. Now, obviously, when I had a few drinks, that went out the window.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you were talking about some controversial things, you always have to have that thing in the back of your mind as well, going, you know, don't forget they could air this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could come back to haunt you in a way.
Again, yeah, different times now, Ray. You'd have to be so careful about every single thing you said. And it's mad to think that during the night time, we'd be watching you like asleep. We'd be watching Do you remember the tweet, tweet, tweet? Remember they used to have that on Channel 4? Imagine we watched people sleeping mad.
I used to do the same from previous series, because again, I was a massive fan and I used to watch people sleeping. It's so weird.
I've no doubt you'll probably watch the series when it does come back. Who is it going to be? Jedward presenting, or have they confirmed it?
No, I think they put a tweet up going that they're interested in doing it. I say they'll probably choose Ryland, but you never know. They might want anyone as kind of wacky or as outgoing as that for presenter, because they've always had, you know, they've always had like great female presenters. That's the angle that they might still want to stick with the new series.
I think there's been enough of a gap now to get the interest back again, and people will probably be watching it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the trends come and go, and I think for a while people were kind of sick of Big Brother, but now it could be a good time because everyone loves Love Island, so something similar to that. Listen, Ray, great to catch up. No doubt I'll spot you in Super Value very soon. Take care yourself. Talk to you, Ray. Bye.
Thanks, Trina.
See you.
Take care. Bye.
It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.